Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today on the show, I actually have a very special guest. I'm really excited today. I have a fellow by the name of Steve Cam on the show. He runs a blog called Nerd Fitness. It's basically a community for people that are really interested in, I guess, in general, people that are probably more into video games and things that, involve video games. And it's a fitness community. It's a unique blend of two things that don't necessarily match really well, but there's actually a huge, huge community that Steve has built based around this type of, mix of fitness and nerds, people who love video games. So, welcome, Steve.
Hey John, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on today.
Absolutely. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. So, do you kind of want to share your story? Like, how did Nerd Fitness get started?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I've always considered myself, I've always been a huge fan of fitness. I started exercising and fell in love with the concept of strength training back when I was in high school, but I really had no clue what I was doing. And I spent years and years and years working out and trying to get stronger and healthier and had very, very little success. It wasn't until I moved out to California after college and signed up for a gym membership that gave me a free personal trainer session. And the guy completely revolutionized my gym membership, revolutionized my workout, how I ate. And I had more success in like 30 days than I had in like my entire 6 years prior to that of trying to get healthy. So
Wow.
that's when the light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, man, like if it took me 6 years of struggle to finally find this formula that works, there have to be other people out there like myself that are struggling to find the right kind of fitness advice in this massive sea of just, misinformation and supplements and machines and products that nobody really needs. And but they don't have, they don't have 6 years to kind of wade through all that stuff. So I started formulating this idea in my mind that I wanted to start helping beginners that were brand new to fitness and but didn't have a place to turn. Like I wanted to create a place for those people to go to. And with there already being a bazillion fitness websites out there, I thought I had an opportunity to create something unique and different. And I wanted to cater to a very specific subset of the market. And that was people that would never normally go to a fitness website. And I thought to myself, like, well, I'm a huge nerd. Like, I love video games. I love Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. I'm a huge bookworm. I've built my own computer. Why don't I create a site just for nerds? Like, create a site just for people like me that would never go to a normal site that still want to do all these other nerdy things. But along with those things, they also are interested in finally getting healthy. So I Googled the nerd and fitness, and nothing popped up. Bought the domain name, ended up getting a personal trainer certification, spent another good year and a half researching and learning and kind of furthering my own personal journey and knowledge, and then launched a blog in the spring of, I think it was spring of 2009. Really, it's just like a blog, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with it, but since then it's evolved into this massive community. We get about a million unique visitors a month. We have over 100,000 email subscribers and a message board community of over 20,000 as well. So it started as something really, really small, but has since evolved into this massive, massive community of people all over the world working with each other and helping each other get healthy.
Yeah, I mean that's totally awesome. I know that, I didn't want to dive into it too much, but I'm a big fan of programs like P90X, and I used to have my friends, they would come over and we do like LAN gaming commonly. We weren't really console gamers, but we
Sure.
would, hook up player computers, play computer PC games and stuff. We'd have like three or four computers. I had a bunch of them set up in a room in my house. They would come over and we'd play games, and some nights like I would kind of like come into this cross where I'm like wanting to do my workouts and still spend time with my friends. So like there were literally some nights where my friends would come over and we would do like a P90X workout together and then go in the other room and start playing like Counter Strike for 2 hours or something like that.
Sure.
And I actually built a site called Team Fit Gamers, which still runs, but since then I've obviously started focusing on this interview show. And at the time, like I didn't know anything about promotion, so I sort of just stopped the idea and saw there were other places out there. Like I know a big site that's doing really well is Fitocracy. And that was sort of like I felt like catering to that niche already in a way. And then obviously I had heard of your blog, I think at one point, like after I had already started mine. So I mean in my case, I just started looking at other projects, but it definitely like the I feel like there's a lot of people that want to be involved in, you know, despite, you know, playing video games or spending time, you know, playing World of Warcraft, like those people still have an interest in being in shape because I'm that person. So there's plenty of people that are like that, you know?
Well, absolutely. I've got a whole community of them.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty pumped to have you on because it's like, this is like inspiring to me to see, like, I had the same idea. And I, at one point I had like four or five guys, we'd meet up at like a restaurant and we'd chat ideas and, I don't know. It was just for me, like, I didn't really, like, know how to build the community. But,
sure.
Yeah, I know today I wanted to, for anyone listening, I really wanted to focus on, like, forum and community building with Steve because I think that's something a lot of websites or blog owners or people that are running anything that might involve a forum, you know, I participate in, like, car forums. I think that would be a really great topic for today. So, you know, I guess you want to kind of talk about, like, you know, at what point in the blog maybe you started the forum and, you know, why that was something you decided to implement into the Nerd Fitness community?
Sure. I want to say it was about after a year after I had started the website. It was getting to the point where I was starting to pick up some decent amount of traffic, and I had just written a guest post for a relatively large site that had really boosted the amount of subscribers and people I had following Nerd Fitness. And I came to the realization that in order for Nerd Fitness to become what I thought it had the chance to become, it had to turn into something more than just Steve and his blog, or, you know, a video game, a boy and his blog. I had to make something different, and yeah. I had to create an opportunity for people, instead of just interacting with me, you know, back and forth, whether it's via email or comments in an article, I wanted them to interact with each other and kind of give the community a chance to grow whether or not I was holding its hand the entire time, or allow it to drive in a direction whether or not I was steering the entire time. So, you know, I started thinking of different ways that we could do that. And first and foremost, I thought we needed to come up with a community name for ourselves, and we needed to have a common vision, a common goal, a common, you know, set of rules, and, you know, almost like a code of honor that we abided by. And I wanted to start thinking of things beyond just me, my, and I, but, you know, I started reframing my writing, and instead of talking about myself, I talked about us and who we were, we being the Nerd Fitness community. Now, obviously, when you run a website called Nerd Fitness, using the word community to describe community is not very creative nor very nerdy. So I reached out to the community and I said to them, all right, guys, what are we doing here? We're a community. Are we building an empire? Like, are we taking over, or are we starting a rebellion? You know, I was thinking Star Wars at the time, and overwhelmingly the response came back in, we're starting a rebellion. Like, we're the underdogs, and this is what we're fighting against, and this is who we are, and this is why we're doing the things that we're doing. And I remember Googling Rebel Alliance, and there was a specific background image that somebody created with a red Rebel Alliance logo with black and gray, black and gray background. And I looked at that, and I thought Nerd Fitness Rebellion, the Nerd Fitness logo already being round, and it just clicked. I was like, I got it. We are now the Nerd Fitness Rebellion. This is our color scheme. I then, the week after that, put out an article called The 11 Rules of the Rebellion, and these are the 11 things that we stand for and why we do the things that we do. And once we did that, the community kind of really took off, and people jumped at the chance to join up and be a part of it, and they felt like they became part of something bigger than themselves. And they weren't just a reader of a blog, but rather they were a member of a community. They were a rebel in this rebellion that I happened to be a small part of myself. Now, the reason I decided to go with message boards is because nerds run message boards all the time.
Right.
Growing up, I spent, hours and hours and hours every week on IGN's message boards. Like I said, I'm a big gamer, so I used to spend so many hours on IGN's message boards and the Nintendo subsection of the message boards. And like, I really got to know some people on there, and I was like, this is odd. The fact that I've never met these people, but I felt really closely connected to them because of our common bond and our share of the same likes and things. I was like, I think Nerd Fitness could do that too. So I decided to launch Nerd Fitness message boards, and I think we called them like Rebellion Headquarters.
Yep.
And, you know, launched them to a very, very, very small group of people. I think I literally, like, I actually had people they had to submit an application in order to beta test it. So like I had probably 20, 30 people that were like, I'd love to help you get this thing set up. So I had 20, 30 people that joined a completely empty message board and helped me organize it and start posting their workouts and asking questions and sharing things that they liked and didn't like. And after about a month of that, I then officially opened the boards to the entire world. At the time, Nerd Fitness was still so small that I think we ended up having like maybe 100 people sign up total. Wow. But because there were already 30 people in there that were diehards that were posting and sharing and adding things every day, it became a really close, really tight-knit community. I mean, I could have probably named all 80 people that were in it to start. And because we recruited the right kind of people and we made sure we specified who this community was for, like I said, with those 11 rules, like there are quite a few people that probably stumble across Nerd Fitness and say, this is ridiculous, or I don't want anything to do with Star Wars, or sorry, but these aren't the things that I believe in. And I'm like, that's fine. There is another community out there for you. Yeah. But this is a community for people like us that are interested in these things that we're interested in. If you're willing to give us a shot, we will welcome you with open arms. If not, then that's fine. You go your way. We'll stay here and do our thing and everybody's happy. So, you know, we recruited a lot of the right people to start. And although it was a very small number, they were so passionate and fired up about the idea of interacting with other people that had the same level of interest in both nerdy pursuits and leveling up and improving their lives that it became really strong very quickly. And it just slowly but surely over the course of 3-4 years, one person at a time evolved from a message board of 100 people to, like, us now it's over, I think it's like 21,000, and we have something like 30 volunteer moderators that pretty much organize and run everything.
Right. That's awesome. Wow. So I mean, basically you kind of got like a group of sort of beta testers, like 20, 30 people to start out to really just start the interaction, and then you yep. open it up to the public.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. The way I look at it is like, if you launch a message board before you have enough traffic to do it, I equate it to almost like you throwing a house party and 20 people come walking by, but they all come walking by 10 minutes apart. So that right. first person walks by and doesn't see anybody in there, so they keep walking. And the second person walks by and they don't see anybody in there, so they keep going. The third person walks by, doesn't see anybody, they keep going. Right. However, if you stack your party so that you make sure you have 5 or 6 of your best friends there at the very beginning and you give them a reason to hang out and you make sure they're having a damn good time, when that next person walks by, they'll see 6 people having fun and they'll come in. And then the next person sees 7 people in there and the next person sees 8 people inside. So, you know, I made sure there was a party happening and there was already people hanging out at the party before I started inviting more people into it.
So I guess some more questions on the forum. I know I've got like a whole kind of like laundry list here I sent you before we started, but I really wanted to like focus on these topics so we could get something good out of this. I know I've set up a forum myself, and I didn't really do a lot with it. It was just something I added to a particular community site I built. One of the things I noticed I had to deal with was spam. I was getting a lot of spam when I set that up. Is that something that you've originally had to deal with before you got to the point of moderators?
And sure. You know, and initially I did like the CAPTCHA thing, and I quickly learned that a lot of, you know, foreign sites that hire people in countries have hired people that know how to break those things. So no joke, this is how I cut down my spam like 90% up at the beginning. I created a question that people had to answer in order to get through. And I think my question, and it still might be, to be honest with you, I signed up for my forums months or years ago. But the question for years was, what's Super Mario's brother's name?
Right.
And so many people don't read English, but they know how to beat a CAPTCHA. Or they're not reading, or they're nerds, or they're from another country and they don't know who Super Mario is, or they don't understand who that is. Clearly, if you're a nerd reading Nerd Fitness, if you don't know that Super Mario's brother's name is Luigi, then you probably shouldn't be posting on the Nerd Fitness message board. So, like, it was kind of like a built-in filter and a way for me to cut down on spam. Since then, you know, like we've upgraded to, you know, we've gone through 3 or 4 different types of message board software, and you know, I've since implemented like really, really tough spam controls, and like now we have these, like I said, 30 to 40 volunteer moderators that a very, very quick trigger fingers, and they see spam, and there's like a report button that people can report, and we have a whole system where they get blacklisted and their IP gets blocked and everything, and we clean them out very quickly and make sure everything stays clean.
So now you mentioned that you have you went through three systems before you finally came to like a system that seems to be obviously working for you now. What's the current base? I know there's all different kinds. Like, what are you currently using for the forum platform?
Great question. To be honest with you, I wasn't very much involved in the transfer from the previous software to this new stuff, because I left it in the hands of my moderators. I said, hey guys, what's the type of software that we need? What do you guys enjoy using on other websites, and what do we need to buy, and let's make this thing happen. So ultimately, I initially started with, I think it was just PHP BB was free, and that's what we started with. And then after it got beyond that point, I decided to make the investment and switched over to vBulletin. And I think about 6 months ago, we switched over to IPBoard. And IPBoard has seemed to work fantastically, and everybody seems to really enjoy it. I think the issue we had with vBulletin was for the amount of money we were paying for it, the upgrades that they were adding or the new version of vBulletin they added didn't line up with what we were trying to accomplish and things we wanted to do. So IPBoard gave us a much better opportunity to have the features we wanted without any of the extra crap that we didn't need.
Right. So, I mean, what would be like some tips you might provide for people like starting out? Let's say they want to start a forum and they're looking to get that engagement, maybe they don't have like anyone like obviously in your case, you already had somewhat of a community already started. So you had that 20, 30 people ready to go. I mean, would you have any tips for maybe like getting that interaction sort of off the ground? So when those people walk by to come to the party, they're already going to, they're going to want to stay.
Yeah. Well, I think if you don't have the people already to test it, I think, I would ask yourself why you're creating that board to begin with. I think a lot of people make things because they see other people doing them and think they should.
Yeah.
Like, think of how many websites or companies, boring companies that have no idea what they're doing are like, we need to have a Twitter and a Facebook, and they have no idea what that means, and they're trying to use it like traditional marketing instead of actually interacting with their customers and treating them like real people. So I think for message boards, you have to see if it's something that lines up with what your company is. Like, if you deal with a lot of older people, then they're probably not going to want anything to do with the message board. Like, that's just not something they're used to, something they're not familiar with, something they would never get behind. For me, the message boards worked great because nerds are online all day long at a computer, and they are very familiar with message boards and IRC chat. They're familiar with all of this stuff. So adding those things was a very natural extension of what we were creating. There's no reason you can't create like a Facebook group or a Facebook page and ask questions there and get the conversation started, and just judge if people are actually interested in interacting with each other. Once you get beyond that point, you have to give them a reason to come back on a daily basis. For me, because the community was so new, the reason I gave them to come back, I said, hey guys, so we're going to launch a new contest every, I think at the beginning it was just 4 weeks. Now we've evolved it into a 6-week contest, but we call it the 6-week challenge. And every 6 weeks, every 7 weeks with a week off, we launch a new set of challenges on the message boards where people have to post their workouts or post like a daily blog of what they're working on, what their workout was, what they ate, what went right, what went wrong. We make them pick goals that they're working on for those next challenges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of the challenges, everybody nominates who they think should win, and the winner gets their name added to the Nerd Fitness Hall of Heroes, and they also get, a free Nerd Fitness t-shirt and recognition by the community and things like that. So when we first started, when I launched it to the public, I said, there is a contest, and in order for you to win, you need to be part of the message boards, and you need to be posting on a regular basis, and there needs, you have to give them a reason to come back. And when I was at the very beginning, I was very, very instrumental and very, very connected with everybody that was on those boards. Like, I would spend hours every day answering every question, connecting with people, making sure people felt welcome. Anytime anybody left a welcome or an introductory message, I would welcome them to the community.
Yeah.
Now it's at the point where we're adding hundreds and hundreds of people a day. I just can't keep up with it. Luckily, we have like a welcoming committee now. We have moderators that cover each individual section, whether you're a strength trainer or a runner or a martial artist, whatever. We have moderators in each of the different groups that, we're just people that had been awesome and part of the boards, and I wanted to recognize that and ask them to take on a bigger role and get recognized for that. And they became moderators and have really taken control of this thing. Like, I've relinquished 98% of the control of this stuff. I let them drive the bus. I let them tell me what we need to download, what we need to upgrade, what we need to buy, what needs to be reorganized. You know, and I check in as often as I can, but they're my eyes and ears and tell me what needs to be fixed. And then I provide them with the tools and the platform that they need to be able to get the stuff done that they think would make the community better. You know, and like I said, they're some of the best, they're some of my favorite people. And I've never met any of them in real, you know, I've met some of them in real life, but they're people that are scattered all over the globe. I've come to trust them and respect and really appreciate what they've been able to accomplish with this community. And I think a lot of that is a result of they know that I respect them and I respect them to make the right decision and come to me when they have problems or questions or need advice on stuff. And it's been great. It's been a really great relationship back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the next topic I wanted to dive into, was like, how did you pick these moderators? I mean, I know in my case, like, I was a pretty heavy user on a very, very niche like car forum for like a specific year of these like Nissan sports cars. Mm-hmm. And the forum's not like super raving, but it's very active. You know, you could go on there every day and there's still going to be new interaction.
Sure.
What it seemed to happen was the people that ended up becoming the moderators were the people that just seemed to be overall like the most helpful, knowledgeable, and continuously active on the forum, as well as people that actually like weren't just like lurkers. You know, sure. I was more of kind of a lurker. Like, I have 500 posts, but even for me, like, that was extraordinary because I've been on there for like 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that like there's people that have like 7,000 posts. You know,
sure.
Like, control.
Yeah, we have people that spend all day on these Nerd Fitness boards while they're at their day job. They just leave it open in the back window, or they keep the Nerd Fitness chat room open.
Yep.
while they're at work or while they're hanging out at home, and they just gladly answer questions. And I started by picking one guy that was really helpful. And I said, hey, do you know anything about message boards? And he's like, oh yeah, I'm a member on a couple. I was like, can you be a moderator? Like, I really respect what you're doing and I love your answers that you're giving and the support that you're providing. I'd love to recognize that. I'd love to get you a cool title. And I think, like, if you're a moderator on Nerd Fitness, it doesn't just say moderator. Like, you get to pick what your title is. So I think like Stacy's title is like Master of Deadlifts.
Yeah.
Somebody else's title is like Grand, who knows, or, you know, they're all like really, really nerdy, awesome titles that only they get to pick, and they get to specialize those things. And like, that's awesome. You know, it's kind of like, hey guys, you're going to be here anyways. I love what you're doing. Let's let the community know that, you know, you're kind of a big deal here and that you can help them. Like, that would make my day. And the people that you're helping would really appreciate it as well. So yeah, just like building a community, you build a moderator team, one moderator at a time, and you find one good guy and you find two, and then you ask those two, who do you think the third should be? And as it grows and expands, then ask them what needs to be, like, how can we segment this and how can we have moderators for different sections and who's going to cover what? And, you know, as it grows, I continually, like I said, relinquish more and more control to the people that were spending majority of their time on there, and saying, how can I make this better for you? And how can we structure this better for people that are new? And then when they told me, I was like, great, let's do it. Let's give it a shot. We've tried so many different things. We've tried so many different organizations and the way the site's set up. It's drastically adapted and evolved over the course of the past 3 years, 3.5 years since we launched the message boards. But it's great. I think, you know, we're just constantly trying to do new things and find new, unique ways to help people that are lost and brand new. And it's been a lot of fun, too, to see it evolve over this time.
That's cool. Now, have you, I noticed, like, I mean, I checked out the forums the other day and I was looking that you had like just so many like vast categories where you really like niche down into some specific things. I figured I'd ask about, you know, you've probably like, was there a point where you kind of started with a smaller base of like subcategories and then like expanded that out as the community sort of like started to drive a need for some of those things?
Yeah, so a big part of why Nerd Fitness is niche or has been split into the sections is because I wrote an article once called "What Is Your Profession?" Mm-hmm. You know, real life role playing, and I equated characters in a video game to what type of training you're interested in. So, like, if you're a warrior, then you're going to be interested in strength training. If you are a monk, you're interested in martial arts. If you're an assassin, you're interested in parkour. If you're a scout, you're interested in running, et cetera. So this segmentation naturally kind of developed. You know, if you look at any message board for like World of Warcraft or EverQuest or any RPG, they're generally always segmented by class anyways.
Yep.
So, however, those class segments didn't really evolve until it got to the point where having one giant blob with, you know, running topics next to weight training topics next to diet topics next to whatever wasn't really conducive. So, you know, it's over the course, like I said, over the course of 3.5 years, as the site grew, as the number of members grew, as the number of subjects and topics grew, it got to the point where it was an easy decision to make, like, oh, we need to make an adjustment here, or, oh, we need to add a section for this, or, oh, the diet should be separate, and strength training and running should have its two different things because we're going to have people trying to find both but don't need to be looking one for one or the other because they're only interested in one or the other.
Right. Now, have you, added on to this just as a sub question? I don't know I know obviously you guys, you know, you're working on a product that you're going to be launching soon. Have you done anything with the forums in particular with, like, say, setting up like private areas where like only specific members might be able to access, like, you know, where maybe there's like content that people can access that wouldn't otherwise be in like the normal part of the community in the regular forums?
You know, we just launched something like that for the first time. You know, initially my the reason for not doing that is because I didn't want the message boards themselves to be like the have and the have nots.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be able to help people whether or not they were willing to pay for something. And I didn't want to say like, oh, you can only see this part of this boards if you pay $5 a month. The reason we added message boards for the product we just launched was because it's a very specific product. It's like a women's fitness course. And we wanted to give a place for the women that all purchase this course, a place to talk and support each other. Like, if they're women that are all, you know, in the same trimester of their pregnancy, or they've all, you know, have just recently given birth and now they're trying to get back on track. Like, we wanted to have a specific set of private boards for women that only they know they could access. And it's not even like part of the same message boards. Like, it's a completely separate message board system specifically just for this product. Everything else on the Nerd Fitness boards remains the same. It's still free. It's still no ads on there. My fear with that is the reason I wanted to structure it the way that I did, and the reason I haven't had like different tiers of memberships on the message boards, because I just didn't want people to feel like the only way to get what they wanted out of it was if they were paying money.
Right.
Or even worse than, like, if you're only providing content to just the paid people but not the other people, then are the other people, if there's nobody there, then nobody's going to stick to it, and then there are only people paying. Or if there are some people paying, they're not going to see the value in it. So I just kept it simple. Like, everything was free. If you are interested in buying a course or a product, then it is available. And if you have very specific questions about that course or product, or want to be lined up with somebody that is going through the same course or product at the same time as you, then we have that available. But otherwise, the message boards are still there, and there's that community and everything is almost like taken on a mind of its own.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's something I know that, like, in one example, I think I paid, I'm not too active, but I'm a member of like the Warrior Forum, for example, which is internet marketing related.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I think it was like $40 or $50, and then you get access to like their war room, they call it. So you can get, like, people are giving away products in that, as opposed to, whereas if you go in like the regular main forums, people aren't just going to give away that kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a bonus. And then obviously they'll do things like they increase the amount of messages you can have in your inbox, whereas before you're pretty limited.
Sure.
So it like shows that you're kind of like a step up in their community. So I sort of like that model, but I know.
Yeah, and honestly, it depends. Like, for me, it didn't. I know tons of fitness sites that have paid forums, and like the only way you can access the forums is if you pay for them. I know sites that have like regular forums, and then you can upgrade to a paid version of the forums. Those things certainly work for plenty of people. They might have even worked for Nerd Fitness. I just, in my, you know, my whole plan with Nerd Fitness is to help as many people as possible get healthy.
Right.
And not necessarily to make more money. You know, I make money so that I can help more people. That's the kind of the way I look at it. Like, you know, Walt Disney said they don't make movies to make money. They make money so that they can make more movies. And that's kind of the way I've tried to structure Nerd Fitness. And that's why there's no ads on anything. That's why there's no ads on the message boards. That's why everything is free that you can access. Just because I wanted to make sure that people that really needed the help but even couldn't afford it could still join a community of supportive people. And, you know, the way I look at it, what I lose maybe in revenue, I make up for in goodwill and you know, the ability to know that I helped change somebody's life. And who knows what that translates to, you know, financially down the road. Like, I'm not even factoring that into what could come as a result of that. So I think there's so many different ways you can monetize a forum. You just need to make sure you have the right people, and you need to make sure they're there for the right reason.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome too. And I wanted to, like, you know, just elaborate on what you were saying, you know, about the whole, like, kind of the factor of just giving away for free and helping as many people as possible. I know two people I'm sure you're familiar with that I follow online, Pat Flynn with the Smart Passive Income. I mean, yep. That's basically like his motto. Like, he just gives. And it's like, you can listen to his podcast and you're going to feel like you bought a training course. Like, that's how I feel listening to his stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Pat's awesome. Actually, he and I were talking on Skype yesterday. Yeah, man. He's one of the people out there that's incredibly successful, but still very grounded and just a really, really good guy trying to help as many people as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to get him as like my 13th interview, I think it was. And like, for me, I was like still like super, super nervous. And like, he was like one of the biggest guests I've had. And, you know,
it was
like really awesome to just be able to like connect with him after I listened to like all of his podcasts and like, you know, 2 months straight, I just started and blasted through them 2 hours a day.
Sure.
But, yeah. And then the other person that I was going to mention too, that I follow pretty closely, is Derek Halpern of Social Triggers.
Yeah.
He sort of does a similar thing with like where he's giving away his content. Like, he actually recently told me one of the blogs he wrote was inspired by one of my comments. I was pretty taken back by it. I couldn't.
Very cool. So, yeah. Halpern's a funny dude, and he creates some of the best free stuff on the internet. You know, he's a rock star.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of like to show in your point. I mean, you guys both have similar sized email lists, and I know Pat's probably pretty close, you know, and you guys are giving away. All of you guys are just giving so much content, whereas there's so many people out there that just don't look at it that way, you know?
They're like, how I can't give away. It's like, give away everything. And if your free stuff isn't good enough, then they're never going to pay you for it. So don't be afraid to give away. People value that, what you give away for free. And then when you create something that's paid, you'd be surprised at how many people are still willing to pay for it, as long as obviously you're creating something of really high quality and et cetera. But, you know, I have no problem giving, you know, I've never once said like, ooh, this is something I can't, or like, oh, I should only save this for something else. It's like, you know what, like, this could help a lot of people. Like, let's do that and help as many people as possible. And then eventually, like, oh, by the way, I've also created this course that takes this and expands upon everything else. And if you're interested, then it's all packaged in one place and you get accountability and you can interact with other people and blah, blah, blah. So there's all sorts of ways to do it, but that was something I've taken to heart since day one. I learned it from Chris Guillebeau, another guy out there that's doing a killer job by giving away so much free stuff. And as a result of that, has built an incredible business and helped a lot of people, both with his business and as a result of the money he's been able to generate and then donate to charity or to other great causes. You know, him and Pat and Derek are just three guys that are killing it and doing such a great job with it, but are still very grounded, give away so much for free, and as a result of that have built up tremendous followings and created really, really incredible businesses around those things.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just it's funny to me because I'll listen to Pat's stuff, for example, and I just like, I feel like I just like want to buy from him, and he's like, does not pitch at all. And that's what's so funny about it, is because he's helping me so much that it's like a natural thing that you just want to give back.
Yep.
And I'm sure you're experiencing the same exact thing with your community.
You know, yeah. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And I just feel very fortunate. I get to do what I do and help the people that I get to help. And as a result of that, also get a chance to live a really great life and wake up every morning deciding what I want to do and how differently I can, you know, make somebody else's life better. It's awesome. I'm a lucky dude, but it's also been five and a half years, something like that. Maybe somewhere that I can't even remember. It's been about 5 years of just really, really hard work, but you know, it's paid off, and I have so much fun with it every day now.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, even when I had thought up a similar idea, I knew that these types of people were out there, you know, that there were people just like me that, you know, struggling people maybe that are trying to get away from certain scenarios. Like in my case, I knew I wanted to stay in shape or at least relatively maintain, basically work out more often, just feel better about myself and not feel like I'm, you know, drinking soda and eating junk all the time while playing World of Warcraft, you know?
Right.
But I don't know, how are we doing for time? Do we have some more time, or I don't
Yeah,
know?
give me about, I got another, let's say 7 minutes.
All right. I wanted to ask a couple more questions. So I know you basically write your content in both your email list and on your blog. You write what, I suppose I could quote Corbett Barr, you write epic shit, basically what it comes down to. I mean, is that something, I know I listened to something briefly where you were involved, I think, in one of their podcasts, or it might have been in his Fizzle course, where he, you know, you guys talked about how at one point you used to write all these short blog posts and you did this like over and over, and then you just started writing these like super long epic posts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. Like switching to that, like how did that really change the community? Like where people were seeing you and maybe the type of traffic increase you saw or just different bonuses you saw like from making that change. Like what did that do for you?
Yeah. Well, initially I wrote five short articles a week that were 500 words or less. Cause that's what I thought I was supposed to write. Cause that's what every other fitness blogger was out there doing. And because, you know, you're taught like, oh, everybody on the internet has a really short attention span and nobody likes to read long articles and nobody's going to get through it, blah, blah, blah. And then I actually read a post from Adam Baker, who started manversusdebt.com, and he wrote an article called How to Not Suck at Blogging. And I went through this list of stuff, and it was like, okay, I suck at this, I suck at this, I suck at this, I suck at this. I'm not very good at blogging. Maybe I should try something different. Like, I had written 5 days a week for 9 months, and I had like 100 subscribers. I mean, it was nothing compared to how much work and effort I was putting into it. So I made the decision to switch, and using Chris Guillebeau as my, you know, he was kind of like the mentor that I was following. I think actually I discovered him right around the same time. The guy that I was following, you know, made the switch. I was like, what if I write 2 articles a week, and instead of trying to keep them under 500 words, let's just cover a topic completely from beginning to end, and let's fill it up with so much great information and personality and nerdy references that, yeah, it's probably going to turn a lot of people off, and it's going to filter out the people that are just there to skim articles but never take action. And by the time they actually get to the bottom of it, they're going to know exactly who you are, exactly what you stand for, what steps they need to take, and why they're going to continue reading the site that you've created. So I made that switch, and within like 2 weeks, I had like increased into my number of subscribers 50%. And it wasn't because I wasn't necessarily marketing it any differently. I was just finally writing stuff that was worth sharing and writing things that was different than anywhere else that you could find on the internet. And people really resonated with that. It was like, you know, it was this breath of fresh air for them because they were so sick of reading the same 6 recycled, you know, tips on getting fit quick and, you know, superfoods and exercises to flatten your, like all this crap. And then here comes another site. It's like, oh, here's this guy. He's talking about Star Wars and how that relates. Say, like, if you're in a gym, you are a rebel infiltrating the empire. And here's how to act like you're an outsider, but you have to be in a commercial gym. Like, you know, these references and these things and these analogies really clicked with people. And almost immediately, like, I finally realized, I was like, I am now writing the stuff that I enjoy reading and I enjoy writing. And as a result of that, like, that passion came through my articles to the people that are reading it, and they couldn't help but say, like, all right, this dude is having fun. I'm going to read this and I'm going to have fun reading it. I need to tell somebody else about the site that I stumbled across. So yeah, I mean, it was definitely a concerted effort to move from basic, generic, quick to long, involved, detailed, full of cited sources and references and YouTube videos and tons of pictures and full of personality and stuff. And, you know, I've yet to look back. It's been 2 posts a week for the past 4.5 years. And, you know, every Monday and Thursday, I think, you know, recently, every once in a while, like I might do like Tuesday and Friday, depending on how busy the week was before or whatever. Yeah. But it's been, I've published 560 articles now. 560 articles, 470 of which are probably 2,000 words or longer.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, that's just a ton of content. I mean, you know, it all kind of builds over time.
Practice, and you get better. You know, I didn't write, if I go back and read the stuff I wrote, like, my first 9 months, it is drastically different than how I write now, and not nearly as fun. Like, I have so much more fun now, like, oh, this is awesome, and I can't wait to write this, or I can't wait for people to get this reference and see what other kind of Easter eggs I can throw in here for the people that have been reading for a while, or that have you know, that have seen this really obscure nerdy movie or played this obscure video game. Like, I love throwing references into those things just to let people know, like, you know, I get it, and I'm excited for you to stumble across these things to let you know, like, hey, we're both in the same club here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been on your mailing list now, I want to say at least, it's got to have been at least 4 or 5 months. It's not super long, but I've been on it long enough that I follow your emails. You know, you're not sending them out like almost every day like some people do in this sort of.
Yeah, it's twice a week, but it's twice a week, but it's stuff that, you know, people are still stumbling across articles I wrote back in 2010.
Yeah.
And adding dozens and dozens of people to the email list every day as a result of something I wrote 4 years ago. So I'm always thinking, like, not topical, but something that people could find 10 years from now and it'll still be relevant. And yeah, if it's popular, you can continually go back and update it. But just content that people can continue to find and you can continue to reference as, like, say, you know, evergreen content or, you know, your pillars of, like, the really flagship cornerstone foundation things that you're going to build the rest of your content around, like, take a lot of time and build those things. And once you do that, then you can start identifying other things around those things that you can build.
Yeah. Now, I figure the last thing, I know we're obviously short for time, but I figured just to give you some credit, and I know you mentioned it before we, you know, before we schedule our interview was, and we talked about it a little bit, was this course that you've got coming out for women. I don't know if you want to take a little time to talk about that. Just so happens maybe someone is listening to this and that could be something that interests them. I kind of want to send them your way because I
sure.
So
I ultimately had this idea, you know, Nerd Fitness has been generating its revenue through ebooks that people could purchase. They have, like, you know, 6 months of exercise programming and exercise videos of every exercise and diet plans and things like that. And it's all packaged into a collection of PDFs. But I thought there was an opportunity for us to kind of evolve that structure and instead move into more of like an online teaching or an online classroom setting where people can follow through a course at their own pace and watch videos directly in there and submit homework or submit ideas that then upload to their homepage or whatever it may be. And you know, I've had this idea as a result of, you know, some really great female success stories in Nerd Fitness. Our female audience has exploded. I think we're probably now pretty close to 50-50 as far as male female breakdown goes. So I had this idea for a course or a guide specifically dedicated to women for months and months and months and months and months, and finally got to the point where I came to the realization that this course thing was an opportunity we could create. And I thought it'd be a fun chance for us to cater specifically to the ladies of Nerd Fitness who have yet to be specifically spoken to and create something for them, kind of test out this whole process, go through it with them, find out what they like, what they don't like, how to fix it. And then come January 1st, launch like the official Nerd Fitness Academy that has both the Men's Fitness 101 and Women's Fitness 101 is like that flagship course that if you find Nerd Fitness and, hey, you need specific workout plans and diet plans and you want to follow along with somebody else that's going through it at the same time as you, the Nerd Fitness Academy is here for you. And we have that available and it's very simple. Like, if you're brand new to fitness, this is what you pick up. Lady, dude, whatever, you know which one to pick and you know which one to grab. So we launched about a week ago for like a few days and had, you know, a tremendous number of people sign up for it that I'm really, really excited about and really excited to work with now that they're in the course and shape it based around what their needs are and what their requests are and turn it into something that can really help a lot of people get healthier and lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, man. And so this is really like, is this going to be like the first like kind of full-fledged course that you're releasing in the community?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I said, it'll be Men's Fitness 101 and Women's Fitness 101, but they'll be both under the umbrella of the Nerd Fitness Academy, at which point we can then start identifying other needs that people have and create really high quality stuff that then help them in a unique way, whether it's cooking or yoga or whatever that may be, things that people really identify a need for. We can then create a course that will then, you know, they'll have their homepage and then they can pull in, you know, they can see what level they're on for each of the different courses and how much of the course they've completed and what workout they're doing. And it all gets pulled into, you know, their academy page that highlights all that information.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll put a link in the show notes so anyone can go check that out.
Cool.
I had one final question. I know we're kind of dragging on time here, but I thought this would be really interesting to ask and you of all people would know. Do you find that just people like, you know, I'm personally like, I'm an EverQuest veteran. I'm a World of Warcraft veteran. You know, in my case, like I was, there have been points in my life where I was very addicted to those games. Like I would have a girlfriend and be playing EverQuest, and I would have rather stayed home doing a raid and killing a dragon with 60 of my online friends than going out with my girlfriend and one of my buddies to a party. Like that's how bad it was that I was so addicted.
Oh yeah.
I mean, do you find that like in the community, you've been able to sort of like pull a lot of people away from that sort of mentality? Or do you feel like a lot of people are still like able to sort of do both and manage their life in a way that, that it's not like consuming them? The games are sort of become more of a pastime and not so much of like an addiction and a, you know, something that consumes them.
Yeah. Well, that was me, honestly. I was definitely addicted to EverQuest and EverQuest 2. And the reason that happens is because, you know, these games are designed to appeal to those very specific parts of your brain that love progress. You love seeing your character level up, and you love seeing what's on the other side of that mountain, and you love getting a new shield, you love adding a new magic spell, you love killing a new dragon, whatever it is, you get constant rewards and instant gratification, and there's always another thing to be done. Yep. On top of that, if your real life is not going so well, whether it's because you're overweight, you're in a crappy job, your character in a game becomes that escape for you. And you, yeah, real life might suck, but in a game, you get to be this level 60 warrior that is respected by everybody. And, you know, you may not get that in real life. So, you know, I started identifying parts of why games were popular for people and why they were popular for me, and seeing how I could take those things and apply them to real life mechanics and let people know, like, hey guys, there is life outside this box, outside this computer screen, and there is other things that you can do to, you know, life can be as adventurous as that video game, but you need to put the right steps in the right places to make those things happen. And it's certainly been a challenge. I still play games, but I don't play them nearly as much as I used to.
Right.
Just because real life has become so much more exciting for me. Like, I really enjoy building this business, and I love going on adventures and trying new things and thinking of my life like a video game. Like, that is what's become more exciting to me. And ultimately, I know, and everybody knows playing World of Warcraft, leveling up in real life is more fulfilling and will lead to a longer, healthier life. They just have to convince themselves of that fact and show themselves with small wins that, hey, it can happen.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And I love like the motto you have of level up your life. Like that's sort of like the motto behind the Nerd Fitness community, I know.
Yeah. It makes so much sense when people like look at it like, oh, like, yeah, life is a game and I'm the character and I can level up 2+3 strength for working out. Like, that makes so much sense. Why don't I just live life like that? It's like, okay, great. Do it. Tell me about it.
And kind of how I feel every time lately. I feel like every time I do one of these interviews, it's like I gained a level, you know, I just gained like 3 levels. I just got this
perfect
on my blog, who's like super hit, you know, like in your case, you know, you're a pretty big person in the community, even in the online marketing community, you know, all these folks. So, but yeah, you know, I'll wrap this up. I know I don't want to take up too much of your time tonight. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and you know, talk about forum marketing and Nerd Fitness. And I'll leave links in the show notes for a lot of things we talked about. People can check out your new membership site, and I'll leave a link to nerdfitness.com.
Thanks, John. Yeah, man, it's my pleasure. I'm glad you had me on.
Yep. Talk to you later. Hey guys, thanks for checking out today's episode with Steve Cam. I was actually really excited to do this episode. I know I briefly mentioned this in the show, but I originally had a similar idea to what Steve started with nerdfitness.com. I had started with a small group of my friends. You know, every week we would meet up at Chili's, and I had a buddy who did SEO, and I had a couple other friends like I've known for over 10 years. They were helping me, you know, build this idea I had to create a website called Team Fit Gamers. The website's actually still live and it kind of sits dormant. You know, the main difference between what I was doing and what Steve was doing was I focused on sort of saving time. And the way I did that was I was promoting home fitness programs such as like P90X. But, you know, I ended up giving up on the project. I really didn't know how to promote it. I remember actually going over on reddit.com, if anyone's familiar with Reddit, and I posted a thread and I got like a lot of negative feedback. You know, I had put hours and hours of work into this thing and wrote all these blog posts and created all this content. And somebody actually, you know, made these like really negative remarks, like, oh, someone's already doing this. And I don't even think at the time they mentioned Steve's blog. I think that was sort of when the site Fitocracy was sort of coming to its glory and coming out. And I was still trying to do something different, but you know, I'm pretty glad that I'm doing the interviews now, and that's sort of like my main focus. I haven't really been as into fitness as much lately as I'd like to be. I used to be really into doing P90X, programs like P90X and Insanity, if any of you are familiar with those. You know, they're all over the infomercials, all over the TV. People talk about it everywhere. But yeah, I was really glad to have Steve on today. It was kind of an inspiration for me because he was able to build this course. And, you know, this will actually be the first interview I've done where I'm going to be writing a lesson plan along with the interview. I've worked on an article. It's about, right now, it's about 2,500 words, but I'm still improving it. And it's also going to be featured in a magazine that's on iTunes called The Blueprint Entrepreneur. I actually got hired to submit one of the interviews I do every month with, you know, a specific type of criteria. I can submit that to the magazine, and I'll be able to write up a lesson plan. And Steve was obviously the perfect person because he's got an evergreen topic I could focus on, which was building a forum community. And that's why I decided to focus on that topic for this interview. But yeah, go ahead and check out Steve's site. It's nerdfitness.com. You know, you can register on the forums. There's tons of free information there. It's pretty much mind-blowing. His email list is awesome. He sends out these really awesome emails every once in a while. He doesn't really, like, you know, overdo it. If you want to check out this episode, it's over at voicesofmarketing.com/episode36. Talk to you later. Bye.